USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. We're learning more about the 39-year-old failed Republican politician and felon who is now accused in connection with shooting attacks against several Democratic state officials' homes in New Mexico.
So my family came here from Mexico, a place where politics and journalism can get you killed. And the fact that this happens not only in our country, but that it happened in our own backyard is terribly disappointing.
New Mexico State Representative Javier Martinez, among the victims who were attacked, allegedly on orders from Solomon Pena. He's accused of paying $500 to four men to shoot at the homes of Democratic lawmakers. Florida Congressman Greg Stubbe, recovering after suffering several injuries in an accident at his property on Wednesday. The Republican's office made the announcement, adding that more updates will be provided when possible. The White House condemning top Republican committee leaders in Congress, who many in the Biden administration deem too extreme. Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Paul Gosar of Arizona were placed on the Oversight Committee after being stripped of committee seats in the last Congress for making controversial comments. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said during Wednesday's briefing,
"You know, the American people spoke very loudly and very clearly. They want to see us work in a bipartisan way. So the president wants to do that. He's looking to do that."
Tens of thousands of migrants served hundreds of miles from the southern border in New York City. And Mayor Eric Adams says on Wednesday he thinks the Biden administration has put forward a bold vision for immigration reform in the U.S.
"But we are in need of more help now. Today I'm calling for a national response to the asylum seeker crisis."
The latest request came in Adams' speech at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. New York City has assisted more than 40,000 migrants since last spring. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
"Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know."
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
An investigation is underway after an Ohio cop was taped punching a black woman in the face while making an arrest. A bystander recorded the video, shared it on social media following the Monday afternoon incident in Butler Township in the Dayton area. It shows two cops trying to restrain the woman, and then one punching her several times before the arrest. Chief John Porter says department leadership is reviewing body camera and cruiser footage of the arrest. The remains of a child recovered near Rush Springs, Oklahoma. Ashley Moss says the remains were in an area where authorities had been searching for a missing 4-year-old girl.
"We're going to have to wait for authorities to positively identify those remains. But for folks that live down here, this is the news that they had been praying would not be the case.
It's not known yet if the remains are those of Athena Brownfield. Two of Brownfield's caregivers, Ivan Adams and Alicia Adams, have been charged in her disappearance. Alicia reportedly told investigators that Ivan beat Brownfield to death on Christmas Day and then buried her body near a fence line in Grady County. California business owners affected by the recent wave of winter storms can get help with tax payments in the state. Governor Gavin Newsom announcing emergency tax relief for eligible owners who've dealt with flooding, power outages, and other setbacks from the wet weather. Those who qualify could get up to 3 months extra time to file their tax returns. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.